där för en firecheck, Kilo, just där.
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
This is the Christian Asplund Ensemble. We'll be performing The Goat, No Weeds, by Christian Asplund. This piece was written in tribute to painter Robert Rauschenberg, with texts by John Cage. The Christian Asplund Ensemble is comprised of Avant Kang, violin, Christian Asplund, viola, Brad Hawkins, cello, Greg Campbell, percussion. My name is Michael Lee, narrator. One. The Goat. No Weeds. Virtuosity with ease. Does his head have a bed in it? Beauty. His hands and his feet, fingers and toes long jointed, are astonishing. They certify his work, and the signature is nowhere to be seen. The paintings were thrown into the river after the exhibition. What is the nature of art when it reaches the sea? Conversation was difficult, and correspondence virtually ceased. Not because of the mails, which continued, people spoke of messages, perhaps because they'd not heard from one another for a long time. Art flourished. There are three panels, taller than they are wide, fixed together to make a single rectangle, wider than it is tall. Across the whole thing is a series of colored photos, some wider than tall, some taller than wide, fragments of posters, some of them obscured by paint. Underneath these, cutting the total in half, is a series of rectangular color swatches,
all taller than wide. Above, bridging two of the panels is a dark blue rectangle. Below, and slightly out of line with the blue one, since it is on one panel only, is a gray rectangle with a drawing on it, about halfway up. There are other things, but mostly attached to these two roads which cross off to the left and below the swatches is a drawing on a rectangle, 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 on a rectangle. Its situation is that of a farm on the outskirts of a main street town. This is not a composition. It is a place where things are, as on a table or on a town seen from the air. Any one of them could be removed and another come into its place through circumstances analogous to birth and death, travel, house cleaning, or cluttering. He is not saying, he is painting. What is Rauschenberg saying? The message is conveyed by dirt, which, mixed with an adhesive, sticks to itself and to the canvas upon which he places it. Crumbling and responding to changes in weather, the dirt unceasingly does my thinking. He regrets we do not see the paint while it's dripping. Possibility of looking anywhere, not just where someone arranged you should. You are then free deal with your freedom. All it means is that looking close. closely, we see as it was. Everything is in chaos still. Subject. The imitation of nature. A canvas is never empty. The empty canvases. A canvas is never empty. The empty canvases. A canvas is never empty. A pair of socks is appropriate. Appropriate to poetry. Poetry of infinite possibilities. A walk through land infested with rattlesnakes. No doubt already stretched, fulfilling this plan.
You're listening to the Christian Asplund Ensemble performing The Goat No Weeds, a tribute to painter Robert Rauschenberg by Christian Asplund, Avon Kang, violin, Christian Asplund, viola, Brad Hawkins, cello, Greg Campbell, percussion, and I'm your narrator, Michael Lee. Nine. I cannot remember the name of the device made of glass, which has inside it a delicately balanced mechanism which revolves in response to infrared rays. Rauschenberg made a painting combining in it two of these devices. The painting was excited when anybody came near it. Belonging to friends in the country, it was destroyed by a cat. Quickly.
quickly, quickly. Quickly. They have become masterpieces.
Is the door locked? No. It's open as usual. Certainly, Rauschenberg has techniques, but the ones he has, he disuses, using those he hasn't. We are in the glory of not knowing what we're doing. People. Technique is, how are the people? Not how well did they do it, but as they were saying, frailty. He says, and is he speaking of technique? What do you want? A declaration of love? I take responsibility for competence and hope to have made something hazardous with which we may try ourselves. 14.
Thank you.
The white paintings caught whatever fell on them.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a nonprofit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, Doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
This is the Christian Asplund Ensemble. We're performing The Goat, No Weeds, a piece by Christian Asplund, written in tribute to the painter Robert Rauschenberg with texts by John Cage. The ensemble is comprised of Avon Kang, violin, Christian Asplund, viola, Brad Hawkins, cello, Greg Campbell, percussion, and I'm Michael Lee, narrator. 12. There isn't Rauschenberg between him and what he picks up to use. The quality of encounter for the first time. If, as happens, there is a series of paintings containing such and such a material, it is as though the encounter was extended into a visit on the part of a stranger who is divine. In this way, societies, uninformed by artists, coagulate their experiences into modes of communication in order to make mistakes. Shortly, the stranger leaves, leaving the door open. To look. Thank you. Perhaps, after all, there is no message. No message. No message. No message, as the lady said. Seventeen. What do images do? Do they illustrate it? Was a New Year's Eve party in the country, and one of them had written a philosophical book, and was searching for a picture that would illustrate a particular point, but was having particular difficulty. Another was knitting, following the rules from a book she had in front of her. The rest were talking, trying to be helpful. The suggestion was made that the picture in the knitting book would illustrate the point. On examination, it was found that everything on the page was relevant, including the number. But do we not already have too much to look at? Generosity. Left to myself, I would be perfectly contented with black pictures, providing Rauschenberg had painted them. I had one, but unfortunately the new room was... It had a slanting ceiling, and besides, the wall isn't long enough for it. These are the problems that have no solution, such as the suit wearing out. But going along, I see I'm changing. Color's not so bad after all. I must have been annoyed by the games of balance and whatnot they played with it. One of the simplest ideas we get is the one we get when someone is weeping. Duchamp was in a rocking chair. I was weeping years later, but in the same part of town, and for more or less the same reason. Rauschenberg was weeping also.
Was she married? And what do you do when she divorces you?
Thank you. now, we must have gotten the message. By now, we must have gotten the message. By now, we must have gotten the message. The nothingness in between is where, for no reason at all, every practical thing that one actually takes the time to do stirs up the dregs. Stirs up the dregs. Which would you say it was? Wild or elegant, and why? Wild or elegant, or why? By now we must have gotten the message. By now, we must have gotten the message. Dreams, if we manage to go to sleep, suggest the next practical step. You've just heard the Christian Asplund Ensemble performing The Goat, No Weeds by Christian Asplund. Next, the Christian Asplund Ensemble will be performing two pieces. The first, The Clown's Song by Avant Kang. followed by Space by Christian Asplund. These two works will be performed by Avon Kang, violin, Christian Asplund, viola, Brad Hawkins, cello, and Greg Campbell, percussion.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Asplund Ensemble. Avon Kang, viola and violin. Christian Asplund, viola. Brad Hawkins, cello. Greg Campbell, percussion.
You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare. And there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.